I talked about this 2 days ago and posted it on X, and I saw, I love reading comments. I read about 100 comments real fast. And I saw 4 or 5 from pretty prominent accounts saying, you're making it up, Alex Jones. The Sandy Hook families, they're really represented by the deep state. It's on record now. They don't want your identity. They don't want your social media. That's ridiculous. In the report, I show Reuters AP with the exact headline, Sandy Hook families want court to take Alex Jones's real Alex Jones and other social media. I mean, that was in the court as a filing. There it is, Reuters. Sandy Hook families want to seize Alex Jones' social media accounts. So I remember 6 years ago when they were deplatforming me. At first they said, no one's deplatforming him. No one's censoring him. Then they go, yeah, we did. It's good. He should be totally banned and take his bank accounts away as well and throw him in jail. So the left has this totalitarian problem where they don't even want their own constituents to know how dangerous this is, Robert. So you're talking about the stealing of identity. They are now filing. I was in a meeting yesterday, saw the documents. That they're going to do it again on this hearing coming up on the 11th and then the one on the 24th in Houston, Texas, at Judge Lopez's chambers or courtroom. Giving you intel, what your take on this. And they say, we also want the name Alex Jones. I mean, this is like asking for the moon. And you explain it in law to people. Some of my lawyers, I looked it up. Even ChatGPT says it's unheard of. Why would they shoot for the moon like that?
Well, if the goal is to continue to use this case to set perilous precedent, to say that they can, because somebody can license the use of their name, the new novel claim is they can take and own your name against your will, own your identity against your will, have the exclusive right to the use of your identity. Basically, it would not only be censoring and suppressing your speech, but being able to steal your identity to put out fake news and information, right? Like they could have Alex Jones endorsing Kamala Harris, right? They could have Alex Jones attacking Donald Trump. They could do that.
And they could have AI do it, and it could even be look just like me. They could deepfake me.
Exactly. In fact, they're going a step further legally. They're claiming they could basically make you a chattel slave and be obligated to deliver whatever news messages they require. Because if you look at underneath the hood legally, they're claiming to own your identity, but also to own anything you say publicly, which means they could dictate what you say publicly. I mean, to make you basically chattel. I mean, it's like
that's what I was going to say before the break, and you stole my thunder. This is slavery.
That's exactly what it is. That's what it is. They believe through the bankruptcy estate that they now can own the person subject to that estate. They can own all public versions of that person, all public representations of that person.
So this is an overthrow of bankruptcy law and back to debtors' prisons in England.
That's exactly what it is. That's precisely what it is. It's a return to old peonage laws. And that's what they've wanted to reinstate this in one way, shape, or form. It's what the vaccines are about. It's what a whole bunch of things are about. If they own your body, it's what food freedom is about. If they control what food you're allowed to eat, they control your body, they control you. They decide what medicine goes into your body. If they own your body, they own you. And if they could own your estate to such a degree they own you, all public representations of you, all public versions of you, all public statements of you, all public accounts of you, then they own you. And that's their goal. They want everybody to be reduced to chattel.
And folks, we're not joking. We're not exaggerating. I've already got trademark, copyright, free speech lawyers working on this, but can you talk to me soon? Can you send me some case law and like give me 1-page brief on this, please?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, because there's good legal theory out there that this is inalienable. There's some good constitutional lawyers about a decade ago saw where this was going, where they were coming up with these ideas, these dangerous ideas in the corporate legal world. It's like how you flag things by reading the white papers. I flag things by reading these legal reports. And so there's good scholarship that what your image, your public image is inalienable. What does the Declaration of Independence talk about? What's the beginning of it? Inalienable rights. These are rights that you cannot alienate from yourself. You cannot be stolen because you own you, not the government, not a corporation, not anybody else. This is still America.
And then by extension, they didn't live up to it then, but within the next 100 years, they did end the slavery based on that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what Lincoln's great speech at Gettysburg is about. It was time to restore and fulfill the American constitutional promise. And they're trying to strip it from us, and they're using your cases as the template to do so.
They're trying to cut our sons' penises off and our daughters' breasts off. We've got breaking news on that coming up straight ahead.